A bridge in Germany will become known as the Norwich Bridge, a glorious symbol of an extraordinary bond of friendship between English and German scouts, which has lasted since the days of the coronation in 1953. One which started less than 10 years after the end of the Second World War, when fighting turned to friendship, and now is stronger than ever. "It really is quite amazing. We are all very proud," said Jane Stafford, a leading member of the 1st Norwich Sea Scout Group, Captain Bower's own, one of the oldest troops in the whole world. She will be among the party travelling to Hohenlimburg, near Dortmund in Germany, along with the Lord Mayor of Norwich, Marion Maxwell, for the ceremony when the Langenkamp Bridge will be renamed the Norwich Bridge. The invitation to the event on Saturday says, "Since 1953, there is a friendship between scouts from Hohenlimburg and from Norwich. Therefore, there was a desire to rename the Langenkamp Bridge into Norwich Bridge. The bridge across the River Lenne joins two shores. These shores stand for the Hohenlimburg shore and the Norwich shore, and this connection shall last long." The 1st Norwich Sea Scouts Group was formed way back in 1908, is based in a new headquarters at Old Lakenham, and is regarded across the country and in many other lands as one of the best loved and highly regarded troops to be found anywhere. The remarkable story of the friendship with Germans started in 1953, when England was celebrating the coronation of a new queen, and two 17-year-old scouts from Germany wanted to join the party. It was a wonderful illustration of how the next generation of Germans wanted a future full of friendship and were prepared to make what was quite an adventure back in those days, with the war still fresh in people's minds. The scouts were Gustav Stefan, the man prominent in strengthening the bond of friendship over the years, and his friend Hans Glock. The two lads started their journey by tram and got a lift on a lorry to Rotterdam and the Hook of Holland, where they boarded a ferry to Harwich. "Hitchhiking again, we arrived at Ipswich. We hadn't enough money for a hotel, so we went to the police station," said Gustav. "There, we could see the origin of scouting was in England. The policeman performed some phone calls, and this was the result. Two police officers put us into a police car and brought us to a family named Dawson. Mr. Dawson was a scout, and he gave us a warm welcome," he said. Gustav explained Mr. Dawson knew Group Scoutmaster Eric Greenfield in Norwich, and discovered they were going to take part in the International Coronation Jamboree at Sandringham. So once again the two young German scouts were hitchhiking, this time to Norwich to join in the celebrations. It was a journey which would change their lives. Skipper Greenfield welcomed them to Norwich and the first troop at Old Lakenham. But first, the lads had to go into the city to get their ration cards from the food office. Several thousand scouts from 14 nations were at the Coronation Jamboree, and when the German boys were introduced, they received a round of applause and were later made honorary members of the 1st Norwich Sea Scouts. During the years that followed, the relationship between the scouts in Norwich and the German flourished, with many exchange trips and lifetime friendships forged. This summer, Norwich scouts were back to Hohenlimburg, where they always received a warm welcome, and Gustav Stefan is still there to greet them. It is a link which is being passed from one generation of scouts to the next, and long may it continue. The scouts from Germany were part of the first Norwich celebrations to mark their centenary in 2008, and again in 2013 to celebrate the opening of the new headquarters at Old Lakenham. And now we have the Norwich Bridge, something we can all be proud of, a symbol of warmth and friendship between our two nations, and all because of two lads who wanted to join in our coronation celebrations.